Welcome to the Sadler Lectures podcast. Responding to popular demand, I'm converting my philosophy videos into sound files you can listen to anywhere you can take an MP3. If you like what you hear and want to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. I hope you enjoy this lecture.
Jeremy Bentham is considered the father of utilitarianism because he's the one who gives it a name and brings it together and sort of consolidates it in a systematic way. And Bentham himself, his primary interest was in reforming the British legal system because they had a lot of, you know, they often say the punishment should fit the crime. There were a lot of punishments that did not fit the crime. They were very arbitrarily applied, or they were too severe. They didn't pay off in good consequences. And so utilitarianism is a moral theory. And like all moral theories, it has to tell us a few things. It has to tell us what the good is, what the bad is, how we should make our decisions, how we should evaluate, choices, policies, institutions, things like that. It has to give us some sort of guidance or principles for action, for deciding what we ought to do. So utilitarianism is starting from a hedonist basis. We've talked about that before. What's hedonism? It says that pleasure is the good, and therefore pain is bad. And we often talk about this as a form of consequentialism as well, meaning that it looks at, ultimately, what sort of consequences are produced. So if it's more pleasure than pain overall, that's good. If it's more pain than pleasure overall that's produced, then that's bad. So, for example, take something very, very silly, hitting yourself in the head with a hammer. Right? None of you get into that, right? I hope, because if you do, then you need to talk to somebody, because that's not going to pay off very well. You hit yourself in the head with a hammer, it's going to hurt, right? You've all done something stupid like that at one point or another with something. Stuck your finger in the light socket, or you touched a mouse trap, or you licked the cold pole, when somebody told you to. You hit your thumb with a hammer doing things. Now, how do you know that that's a bad thing? Well, because it produces a lot of pain. Some people like to do things like that because it gets them sympathy afterwards. Now, for most people, is that going to be a good procedure? No, because the sympathy is not going to be so pleasurable that it'll outweigh the pain of actually hitting yourself on the head with a hammer, which is going to hurt for a while, if you do it right. If you actually were able to produce more pleasure than pain by doing that, then from a hedonist perspective, it would be a good thing. It doesn't work that way in real life. That's why we don't hit ourselves with hammers. What if you expanded the field of people who are affected? If you're not just interested in yourself. Utilitarians are interested in the entire community of people affected. What if I was a class clown and I would come in and I would hit myself with the head with a hammer and it would hurt like hell, but all of you would get a real big kick out of it. Look at that dumb professor doing that sort of thing. And it really made your day. Would it be worth it? That's an interesting question from a Bentham, utilitarian perspective. If your pleasure, the pleasure generated by that, outweighed the amount of pain that I feel, then it would be a good thing to do. So that's sort of a basic thumbnail sketch of what utilitarianism is about as a moral theory. It's the moral theory that is saying, what we want to do is maximize pleasure as good and try to minimize pain as much as possible for all of the people affected. And Bentham calls this idea, this principle of utility. That's where we get into the word utilitarianism from. Other people were using this word utility before he was on the scene, and it meant, a tendency to produce happiness or pleasure, or a greater balance of pleasure over pain, if something is useful for you. For example, why are those shoes that you're wearing useful for you? They're kind of fashionable, they've got some interesting design features to them. But what's the most important thing that you think about with shoes?
Comfort.
Yeah, do they actually fit me? And then what else? What would be the second most important thing besides the looks? Comfort will last you. Well, you've got them in the store. Then what do you want?
Are they going to last?
Exactly. Durability. Is the pleasure, is the benefit to me going to continue over time. So there's the question of benefit in the first place, comfort. Comfort is a lack of pain more than pleasure. And then how long is it going to go on for? And then, you know, then there's the aesthetics. You know, I'm assuming that you bought those instead of the green ones or purple ones that look the same thing, because you actually like that. It produces greater pleasure for you to look at, right? Principle of utility is saying that's the sort of thing that we want to pay attention to when we're making moral decisions. What we ought to do is try to maximize pleasure, minimize pain, and not just for ourselves, but for all persons affected. And something that goes along with this is that everybody's pleasure or pain should count for as much as everybody else's. So it shouldn't matter whether I'm friends with somebody when I'm deciding about who I ought to benefit or who I ought to harm and how I ought to balance these things out. And I shouldn't make myself count for more. This is a very common tendency, right? Make ourselves count for more than other people. So if I, with a little bit of discomfort on my part, can make another person completely happy, I should do that. That's what the principle of utility would say I ought to do. Okay, so that's the basic idea. Everybody's got that down, right? That's clear enough. Utility is the tendency to lead to pleasure or to lead to a removal or prevention of pain.
Special thanks to all of my Patreon supporters for making this podcast possible. You can find me on Twitter at Philosopher70, on YouTube at the Gregory B. Sadler channel, and on Facebook on the Gregory B. Sadler page. Once again, to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. Above all, keep studying these great philosophical works.